Parshas Vayishlach. We find the Parsha opens with Esav coming against Yaakov with a mighty force, a mighty army of 400 men. And the question that springs to mind, why 400 men? Why does Esav have to come? He wants to decimate Yaakov, the future of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. Why does he have to come with precisely 400 men? Anything wrong with 350, 420? We know that everything that the Torah tells us has practical relevance, meaning, and application for all future generations. And so obviously there's an underlying message here. What is it? Let me share with you something which is of a little more mystical nature, but it has a great deal of practical application for each and every one of us, as we will see. We know the Torah tells us the world was created Bereshis Bora Elikim Es HaShemayim Ves HaOretz, at the beginning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of heaven and earth. The Torah documents precisely how the world was created and the order in which the world was created. And the Mishnah in Ovis tells us Asoro Ma'amoris Nivru HaOlam. The Rabbeinu Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world by constricting his presence and through the medium of the Oisios Shenivru Behem Shemaim Va'aretz, the letters of the Aleph base and the permutations of those letters, he created Shemaim Va'aretz. And each letter is a force and an energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koyach that reflects itself in this world. Each letter has a numerical value attached to it. Each letter itself has a meaning. Aleph has a meaning. Base has a meaning. If base means, reflects the number two, which means diversity, Bereshis, base Reshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, a world of difference, a world of polarity, a world of conflict. The letter base means bias, a house, which is where all the various components and elements are found together. Each letter has depth and meaning associated with it. The letter Dalet and the letter He are the two letters that I just want to touch upon for a couple of minutes. Dalet is a very important letter. Dalet reflects this world. Dalet has the numerical value of four, and we find four associated always with the material domain, the physical world. This world is created from four elements, four essential components. It has four polarities to it, north, south, east, west. And if we look at the letter Dalet and we see the two lines, the vertical and the horizontal line, we have a clear indication of what this world is really all about. It goes up and down, to the left, to the right. And when we engage the material world, the more we have, the more we want. As Chazal tell us, Yesh le'mana reitzah masayim. Yesh le'masayim, we have 200. We want 400. We're never satiated. It goes on and on, north, south, east, west. But we can never bring it together. And so the letter Dalet, reflecting the material world, means Dal, poor. It induces and brings poverty. Now let's look at the letter He. The He essentially is the letter Dalet with a Yud, a tiny little dot that bonds together the four extremities and the four polarities of the Dalet. And that Yud is our purpose in this world, to inject and bring the Shekhinah, the divine presence, the Yud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our job is to bring it into the world. The Yad, our connection to this world, is bringing the Yud into the Dalet. That's our mission and purpose, to engage this world, to elevate it, to bring Kedusha and godliness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the material domain. And then it's all bonded together. It comes as one. The letter He actually has a meaning. The Torah tells us once we find the letter He as a word in the Torah. Yosef HaTzadik says to the Mitzriim after the famine, He lochem zora. He Aleph. Take life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's investing life into this world. His presence is found in this world, hidden in the letter He. And so we find at the beginning of the second chapter of Bereishis, Eile toldos shomayim v'oretz behi bara'om. And in the Torah, that He of behi bara'om, it's small. We have from our Masorah, all the way from Sinai, every Sefer Torah has to be written with a small He. Behei bara'om, say Chazal. Hashem created this world with the letter He. In the Ois Kelila, the Zohar calls the letter He, reflecting the divine presence. It's the Ois Kelila de Lesbe Mashosha. It's the letter that doesn't require any enunciation of the mouth. It's the breath. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathing life into creation, into each and every one of us. It's the Neshama. The He is a very spiritual letter. It reflects the gift of life. And so He means to give. Behe Boraam. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chaim. Hashem blew into his nostrils the breath of life. The neshama, the soul, the neshima, the breath, all reflected in the letter He. And all the letter He adds to the Dalet is just that tiny little yud. Our mission and our job in this world is to inject, is to introduce just a little kedusha, a little godliness into our material life, into the body, to emphasize and to connect to that yud. And by bringing in that yud, we're taking the Dalet and transforming it. We're taking the material world and elevating it. It becomes a whole different letter. From the material comes spiritual. We find a very pivotal moment in our history recorded this week in the parasha. Esav's coming to Yaakov and he wants to decimate him. He wants to abort the birth and the beginnings of Klal Yisrael. Uproot Yaakov. And at first his malach, his angel, encounters Yaakov and they wrestle an entire night, a very esoteric, very hidden parasha in the Torah. But we understand that when Yaakov prevailed and he held on to the Kisei HaKavod, he was instilling the energy, the power, the koach for all future generations to withstand the power of Esav, the blandishments of the material world, the allure, the seductive koach of this material world. And we all have that koach given to us from Yaakov Avinu. And finally, when they both meet one another, and Yaakov appeases Esav, everything Yaakov does carries relevance and meaning and gives guidance for all future generations. He appeases him with a Doran. He davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he prepares himself for war. And finally Esav comes and he gives Yaakov gives him this fantastic gift to satiate his eye. He gives it to him in a particular manner. And Esav says to him, no, you keep what you have. Yesh li rov, achi, I have much. I have much. I have very much. But it's always only a rov. It's only a majority. It's never enough. For Esav, it's never enough. He's always climbing the ladder of material success. And it's an endless ladder. It's always only the majority. And Yaakov answers back and he says to Esav, no, I want you to keep this. He pushes him, he presses him. And he says to him, Yesh li koil, I have everything. Ki chonani elekim. Hashem has graced me, has given me divine favor. Vechi yesh li koil, and I have everything. And in those three words, Yesh li koil, and Esav's three words, Yesh li rov, is encapsulated and expressed the entire difference between us, Klal Yisrael, and Edom, contemporary society, the nations of the world. The nations of the world say, Yesh li rov, I have much. When material, pursuit of the material, is the emphasis of life, it's the meaning of life. Live today because you're going to die tomorrow. Live it up, enjoy it. It's never enough. Yesh li rov, I have a lot, I have much, I have very much. Yaakov Avinu says, Yesh li koil, I have everything. And if we look at the word rov, and we look at the word koil, and we study it, we have what's called in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew a mispar katan. When we take a number and we dilute it to its lowest common denominator, we take the word rov, take off all the zeros from the gematria, from its numerical value. Resh is 200, base is 2, 2 and 2 makes 4. Koil is 20 and 30. Take off the zeros, what do we have? Yesh li koil. I have everything. Yaakov. 5. He has the hay. Because when you have the yud in the dalet, you have everything. Sha'asa li kol tzarki. Everything comes from Hashem. Everything flows from above. There's contentment. There's serenity. They're not constantly pulling at all the parameters, trying to have more and more, never happy. I need, I want, I deserve. There's the yud in the dalet, behi bara'am. The purpose is the neshama. The material is just a means to an end. It's not an end in itself. And so in these words, yesh li rov and yesh li koil, we have spelled out the exact and precise difference between our hashkafas hachayim, our attitude to life, and Edom, Esav, the material world's hashkafa and attitude to the purpose and mission of life, the dalet and the hay. Esav comes with 400 men. 400 is the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet. Tough. Like Ephraim, he needed 400 silver pieces. He wants to get it all. But getting it all leaves a person dull, empty. That power of Esav projecting the material success, happiness, joy, but it's artificial, it's superficial. There's a constant need to stimulate the senses more and more, and it leaves with a vapid sense of emptiness, nothing. Yaakov has the hay. And I'd like to bring this down to a practical level for each and every one of us. Sounds a little mystical, but beforehand, let me share with you just one little thought, a beautiful thought, just to take this one step further, that's brought in the Sefer, the Be'er Mayim Chaim. And he writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, reflects the totality of his presence in this world and in the upper world. And he says, if you look at material engagements, when we engage the material world, we eat, we drink, we sleep, you'll find the letters Yud-He in the word. Achila, Shasiya, Yud-He, Shina has a Yud-He. And then, when you find we're pursuing the spiritual, the Ruchni, the Chelek HaTov, we have a Vav-He, Torah, Avoida. And our job is to connect the Yud-He with the Vav-He, to connect the physical with the material. When we engage in the physical, and we have in mind, we make a blessing, we make a bracha, we want to connect the material, the little Yud, to the Dalet, the heavens rejoice. And when the Torah is brought down from heaven down to this world, and we engage in the Torah, and we take the material and harness it to Torah, when we daven, we can bring Hashem down and connect in this world rejoices. And so he says, you'll find the name of Hashem, a Yud and a Hey and a Vav a Hey, the letters, the first letters of the Pasuk, Yismachu Hashomayim V'Sogel Ha'aretz. Yismuchu Hashamayim, the heavens rejoice. That's the Yud Hey. When we're engaged in this material world, we're fulfilling Yaakov's mission, our forefathers' mission for all future generations. We're taking the material and elevating it. V'sogel ha'aretz. And the earth rejoices. Yismuch ha'shmayim, the heavens rejoice when we take the material and connect it to the heavens. And the heavens delight when the Torah comes down to this world. V'sogel ha'aretz, the earth is ecstatic when it's imbued with Torah and Avodah. And so, the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us just one more extension of this thought, just to develop it just a little bit further. Yaakov and Esav were to assume originally dual, a partnership, separate roles but complementing one another. Esav was supposed to engage the physical world. He was the Ish Yodea Tzayid Ish Sadeh. And he was supposed to connect and perfect the Yud-Heh, the Achila, the Shia, the Shina. And Yaakov was supposed to perfect the spiritual world, Torah, Avodah. He was the Ish Tam Yoshev Aholim. And together, they would in unity bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence whole, connecting heaven and earth. But Esav aborted his mission. He was seduced by all the taivas, the kinna, taiva, and kovet of this world. And so, we find in the Torah, Yaakov's name, really, the Torah says, V'yada, he was called Yaakov because V'yada o'chezes ba'akev Esav. His hand was holding on to the akev, the heel of Esav. Yaakov, therefore, should have been called akev, Akev. But there's an extra yud added to his name, Yaakov. Because V'yadoi Oichezes, his hand was holding on when he came out from his mother's womb, he's holding on to the Akev Esav. Esav, originally, was called, why is he called Esav? Because he was born in a perfect state. He was Osui. He was full. He was complete. He was whole. He reflected the totality of the material world. And there's a yud in his name. The yud at the end. His job was to take that material and connect it to the yud. But Yaakov is holding on to the akev, to the heel, to that last letter of Esav, just in case Esav avoids and strays from his mission. Yaakov incorporates it in his name, so he has the potential and possibility of taking the yud up in the heavens and connecting it to the lowest extremities down here, the physical world, the akev, the heel. That which is most distant from the neshama, from the head, from the upper worlds. That, of course, is a very lofty ideal, a very beautiful thought. But how does it bear practical relevance to us in our day-to-day lives? My Rebbe, the saintly Nesivos Shalom, he used to say, Olam Hazeh, it was Margala Bapume, he used to say this all the time. He said, Olam Hazeh, 80%. 80%. And amongst his Hasidim, it's almost like a mantra. Olam Hazeh, 80%. He was teaching us that just like we give Maisa, Aser Asrenu Loch, we're instructed to tithe our earnings, our money, so too, any time we engage in the material world, we don't have to go the extra mile to make sure that we have it with all the pitchifkas, absolutely perfect. Yes, we need nice clothes. But do we have to have the finest designer clothes and it's just got to reflect the perfect and latest fashion in vogue? Yeah, we need things. We need to buy a baby stroller. Do we have to have the latest model Peg Parego, the latest Italian? We can make do. It's nice. We want to have a car. We're about to lease a new car. And we can get a regular model. It's got the Bluetooth. It's got the basic features that we need. And then you get the fully loaded model. You walk in the door, you just enter the car, and you're hit by the rich smell of the leather. the heated seats front and rear. You got all the extras, the Bose speakers, you know, just, and you think for yourself, well, listen, you know, what is it? Another $50 a month on the lease, it's a bargain. Incentives all abound all around, and rationalizations abound. And we think, well, why not? I deserve it, I need it, I'm, you know, I work hard. But Olam Hazeh, we always have to curb it a little bit. We have to harness it a little bit. We hold back. Because our mission in this world is to connect the Dalet to the Yud. The car is a means of getting from A to B. Clothes serve a purpose. They're there to protect us from the elements. And they're there to project an image. It's true. But Beged is Boged. It's also, it can be a trader. We can become overindulgent food. Sure, we like food and we need nice food. We make a bracha before and after. We don't have to go to the end mile to indulge in all the greatest gastronomic delights. Not everything has to come with all the veneer and the flashing lights and the digital experience. Blu-ray, the latest, the best. We want to bring the Yud into the Dalet. We have to remember, our mission is to connect heaven and earth, not to indulge and get lost in Mother Earth. I was once leaving my Rebbe, the Nesivos Shalom, to come back to the States, and he told me something, it still sticks in my mind. He said, you know, in America, he said, there's a musig machna leben. He said, Adam, America reflects an ideal of making a good life, living the good life, living free, the pursuit of happiness. He said, there's a word that they use there, having fun. He said, I don't like that word. It's not a Yiddish word. Having fun, letting down my hair, letting loose, having a good time, that's it. Unbridled joy, happiness. Let go, let loose. And I came home and I said to my kids, from now on, we're going to substitute the word fun for enjoyment. We can have enjoyment, we can have great vacations, we can have a good time. But we have to know, fun is not a Yiddish concept. And of course, you know, children will mention it from time to time. But there's a little bit of a message that's being instilled, a subconscious message that we're sending to our children in our homes. And it's reflected in our behavior. Sometimes it's a little comment that we make. And the children have antennas on their heads and they know if we mean it for real or not. If they see that we don't go the extra mile, they see that we're also, we have a higher ideal. Tzofia halichos beisa. We're looking towards the end destination in life. We realize that the purpose of this world is to connect this world to the upper world, and we're all going on that direction. We're all going to go to the upper world, and this world is so transient. It's just an end, a means to the end. It's not the end. We send subtle little messages. We don't preach. We don't force stuff. But we just give little nuances, little messages, little vibrations here and there. The children pick it up. That's the most important and valuable thing we can entrust our children with. To continue the legacy and the mission of Yaakov. Olam Hazeh, 80%. We can leave a little bit behind. Olam Haba is our primary focus. Good Shabbos, everybody.